and that thing was covered up with fleas. Mm. And it fell all over them, and they dropped the cat. That's where they, he running back in the woods.
Oh yeah. It's a mess.
Bobcat's tail ain't over 2 or 3 foot this way, so I'm quite tired.
Oh yeah. Well, what about all the different kind of animals that would get in your hen roost, you know, and get your chickens, like
that's an old possum.
Possum?
Yeah, he mean about getting that chicken roost.
Yeah. You might say, well, I'm going to get my gun and take care of those.
I'll take care of that possum by seeing. And I'll tell you, some of them have two-legged ones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, showing up back a long time ago, we used to have, we call them chicken feet.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, they get some dried chicken out and get your money or your head wound.
Yeah, that's true.
That's awful, ain't it?
It sure is. Yeah, you would think people get along a little better than that.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I tell you, there was a low down trick, but there was lots of chicken thieves, you know, around stealing chicken cow himself. Then it wouldn't get nothing for them. They ain't up nothing like chicken right now, you know. You pay $1.50 for a little fried chicken to buy.
Yeah. We're talking about, you know, sometimes you might have possum or weasel or something
like
that.
Yeah, weasel is bad about getting chickens too.
You ever,
I tell you, a weasel don't, usually he gets in there and a weasel sucks the blood. That's all he cares anything about.
You ever heard people call all those animals together, anything in particular? Just in general, you know?
What, animals?
Animals like that who are liable to get in hen roosts. Like varmints, maybe?
Varmints, yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, varmints.
Well, what about, what do you call these animals that, with the bushy tails, you know, that climb around your trees?
Oh, coon?
Oh, squirrel?
Oh, yeah.
Squirrel?
That's what.
What about the different types around
here?
Yeah. What do you have?
We have gray squirrel, fox squirrel. Fox squirrel is a little bigger than the gray squirrel. Mm-hmm. But mighty good eating. You ever eat one?
Squirrel? No, never have.
Man, I'd fix them things and that gravy. Make it slappy, great grandma.
Well, tell me, you said you were a big fisherman. Tell me about different kinds of fish.
Well, the catfish, and crappie fish, brim fish, mm-hmm. and bass. I don't care too far much for the bass. I like catching, but I don't like to eat too well. But the rest of that is good eating.
Well, what about this? It's really, I guess, kind of a seafood. It has a shell, you know, and you hear that
oyster.
Oh yeah,
they really good.
You like eat?
Yeah.
I don't like eat them. I have eaten them raw one time.
Not raw. I don't want.
Don't want them raw. It's really not as bad as you think. I didn't think I'd like them, but you know, I prefer to have them fried.
Yeah, too. I tell you, you roll them things in the meal. You know, back and put them kind of in there, and I'd eat a dozen of them.
Oh, yeah. I never did see what anybody got out of swallowing a raw oyster whole, you know. It's just not much taste. But some people do that.
They
swallow raw, just take a raw oyster, you know?
Yeah.
Just swallow it?
Yeah.
Whole?
I don't know what they want it for.
They're shooting. I mean, just go straight down. What do you taste?
Just stick it a monkey.
I don't know.
I really like them fried.
Oh yeah, I do too. Yeah. What about these animals that you find around ponds that make a croaking noise, you know?
That old frog, bullfrog.
Bullfrog. What about the ones that stay around your garden, you know?
That's a toad frog.
Toad frog. And the little ones, you know?
Watch that toad frog, he'll be sure he gets washed off one of them.
Is that right?